Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 110 of Geek Grills, a podcast by geeky women about all that geek stuff. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. Please visit us there today at www.patreon.com/grills. I am September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm joined today by my co-host Linda.
Hello.
She is also true noob on Twitch. The O's are zeros because we like leet speak.
Yeah, apparently. Again, I am going to try and change that over to my Madcap name because I'm terrible at branding. But as of now, it's still true noob because I can't do it. I've tried on Twitch to change my name and it won't let me.
Yeah, I understand that can be quite a bear to try to merge those things.
Yeah. I don't want to start a new channel. I will if I have to. There's apparently a super secret way that you're able to change your name. I just haven't figured it out yet, so. That's coming, but right now, I am still true noob.
Okay. Well, Jen couldn't make it because work is a pain, and it seems like ever since my lovely D&D group moved the night for me, she could only make it on that night at an early hour. So, I'm sorry I haven't been here, but I'm taking a turn today. So, what have you been up to this geeky week?
My other podcast, Glitter Dice, just did Extra Life. So, we recorded a live episode on Twitch on last Saturday, and we dressed up as the Sanderson sisters. So, I was Sarah Sanderson with a little mole and everything. And there's pictures of me going to be up on our Instagram for Glitter Dice. And then we took turns. I was first. We did 8-hour shifts and we streamed for 24 hours. We didn't make our goal, but we still raised some money for kids. So we're going to call it a win. And I was really happy to do it. And I played like 4 hours of Slime Rancher and then 4 hours of Hidden Folks, and I finished the game. So,
oh, that's so cool.
That. Yeah.
Is the link still available to donate to that?
You know what?
Because when we did that before, I think it stays live for a day or two.
Let me see. It was on Saturday, so let me see if that's still live. While you tell us what you have been up to.
Yeah, and you know, if it is live, we will put it in the show notes so that you can go and donate to a worthy cause. And I gotta tell you, Linda, I turned the stream on after you had ended the Glitter Dice bit, but the video came up and we were watching, and my husband was like, "I hear her. Where's Linda?" He didn't even recognize you.
Oh. Yeah,
so, I did good costume.
Like, even my mom was like, "That's you?" Because I did, like, super dark, like, raccoon eye, like, eyeliner, because she's got that, and, like, the mole, and, like, the super, super blonde wig.
Yeah, very blonde. So, this week, I have been super busy. Early voting started here in North Carolina, and as I mentioned before, I'm working for not my local, but a local, like, the adjacent county's party, Democratic Party, on their GOTV. So it's been a little crazy.
Yes, early vote. Go vote.
Oh, God, please. It's really important. It really is. It's your power. Don't let people take it away. And here in North Carolina, we got like they put all these amendments on the ballot. They're trying to change our whole constitution just to make a runaround because they haven't been able to get stuff through the legislature and the courts keep striking it down. Now, they're packing the Supreme Courts, as we all know. So they're trying to get through this crazy stuff that's only like half written, which will just give a whole ton of power. It's just bad, bad, bad juju.
Yeah.
So what else? I hosted a food trivia game. My friends have the brewery, Fourth Creek Brewing Company. They were super busy and did great this weekend because they were at Carolina Balloon Fest, which is here across the street from me, which is lovely Because normally I don't buy a ticket. I can sit in my yard and watch the balloons go over. And this year my husband's band played, so I got free passes and VIP parking. And the brewery was there, so all the guys were there, but my friend Sammy was running the joint downtown. And she said, let's have a potluck. So we had a potluck, and I wrote a trivia, all food and beverage trivia.
That's cool.
So it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, so there's this podcast a friend of mine's been doing for, I don't know, a while now. But I only learned about it, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying to catch up. It's really good. It's called Gal Walks Into a Comic Shop. And I've known this guy since high school. And he kind of got me into comics. I mean, I was aware of them, but he's the one who brought me my first Sandman. And we played some of the first role-playing games I ever played together, like V&V and Top Secret. And the premise of their show is his girlfriend. I don't know. She's not ever really been to comics, and he's introducing her to comics. So really neat. I plan to have them on. They said they'd love to come on our show. And with the premise of dude in the comics, bringing someone in the comics and women's perspective on, you know, individual story elements. And she's like a copy editor.
That didn't do what I wanted it. Sorry. Go ahead.
I thought it would be perfect with our premise and their premise kind of mesh up really well. And they're doing Halloween episodes right now. They've been doing these stories and spooky stories, and they were just killed by wild animals in an abandoned summer camp.
Oh, no.
Although really it was a werewolf that they thought was Stan Lee. But this week's episode that came out today on Monday, the 22nd, was they actually asked me to record a short bit, like a eulogy. And so, like, there's me and a bunch of other different podcasts, kind of these little guest spots of eulogy and talking over the caskets and causing trouble at their funeral. So that was really fun. I'm really happy they asked me to do that.
That's hilarious.
It really was. Bob does this, like, Stan Lee impression fairly often. He's like, thanks, this is great for the show. I'm like, how could I turn down being introduced by Stan Lee at a funeral? Really?
Yeah, exactly. Also, good news. The link appears to still be working. So I have copied it to the notes, which I guess you can then copy to chat, or I could copy to chat. One of us can copy it to chat.
One of us will put it in chat. How about you put it in chat while I push the news button?
Yes. Shut up and sit down.
That was the wrong button. I'll cut that out and push the other one. The beauty of technology. It's my favorite damn thing. So
no, Nightbot.
What?
Nightbot deleted it.
Oh, do you not have permission to post links?
I guess not.
That's cute. I'll take care of it in a minute.
Thanks, Nightbot. Okay, news time.
News time. So Pokemon Go Gen 4 ghost types are revealed for the Halloween 2018 event. Those of you that play know we've been getting some new ones. I still don't have that, like, I don't know, it's some kind of plant thing. My son told me the name, I don't remember, but its silhouette looks kind of like a jellyfish. But apparently this Halloween thing was supposed to start today, and it got delayed. I just checked before the show. They still weren't popping up. I don't know what exactly is going on, but now they're just like, the Halloween event is expected to start as early as Monday, 22nd.
But it may be, it just may be that they underestimated how much bandwidth they would need.
Oh, that happens sometimes, but I mean, the Halloween isn't usually that big a deal, but they have been releasing those other Gen 4s, so that might
Yeah,
be a little extra
which
taxing.
I've got like five of them, so.
Yeah, I got most of those, but apparently this will be Drifloon, Miss Magius, Dusk Noir, Frostlass, Spiritomb, and Drifblim. That's not hard to say.
Just the
Drifblim. So we don't know, and then there's another one, Rotom, but we don't know. Nobody seems to have mined which form of that it's gonna take, because it's kind of like cast form. It's got a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that there was one more than I had. I didn't know there was a snow one of it. So I was just like, these cast form things are kind of weird, but okay. And then it was like, yeah, you're missing one.
Yeah, well, I hope
Damn
these raids that are rumored happen, because if they do the Halloween raids, Giratina's pretty cool. And that's what they're speculating will be that raid.
it.
So what you got for news?
So I saw the headline and I had to click on it because it's they. So the headline is "Headless Chicken Monster" in quotes spotted in Southern Ocean, and it's not an actual monster. It's just I think it's a variant of like a sea cucumber or something like that. It's a really weird looking critter though. But they've managed to get a picture of it because there's new underwater camera tech that they've got.
Ooh, fancy.
And it's so super fancy. It's really vibrant. It's really cool looking. I actually really love like stuff about the ocean, in case you haven't noticed from previous articles that I've posted. For a while, I kind of wanted to be like a marine biologist, but then I figured out that I have situational, what is it? S like situational agoraphobia, where you have fear
Oh.
of huge spaces. So I can't scuba dive because if you're scuba diving, there's water over here, there's water over there, there's water above you and water below you that you can't see through, and
Oh
it's just
no.
I can't do it. And I was like, damn it. But I love hearing stuff about the ocean, new things that are found in the ocean, because we're still discovering things in the ocean. And even though this has been already discovered, they just finally have a really cool picture of it. Why they call it a, I mean, I understand why they call it a headless chicken monster, but could they have found a better a better name?
One would think they could find something a little more clever. Although I guess that's, attention grabbing.
Yeah, I mean, even in the article, it's like, honestly, it looks nothing like its namesake. It's like, yeah, you're right. It doesn't look anything like a headless chicken, but whatever.
Actually, it looks like just the head of a chicken to me.
Oh yeah, if you look at it like where that,
Like the
yeah,
beak
that's the
and the
beak and
left
the eye,
upper,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. I also can see sort of the headless chicken part, but anyway, I think they could have come up with a better name. But that's a critter found off the coast of Australia, in the Southern Ocean, if that helps pinpoint where the weirdness comes from. Because everything from Australia is either weird or wants to kill you.
Yeah.
But
Sea cucumber is red.
yes, sea cucumber. Yeah, that's what it is. And it's just very interesting because this is also talking about like conservation, and I'm into it. So
You bring such good science.
our technology's improving, and our cameras for getting stuff underwater are improving. So maybe one day we'll get a picture of that of a live giant squid, you know? That'll be interesting.
Sure. We need a big like pirate ship for bait. Full of rum. I'm going.
Full of rum. Yeah.
Long as there's rum. So today, folks, we decided to talk about, sorry, don't have a road spill. Didn't have time.
No. It's okay. Jen is our road spill enthusiast anyway. I mean, they're fun.
They are fun.
I think you weren't here when we talked about the there was or no, you were here for the one about the chemical fire. But I don't think you were here for the one about the salad dressing.
Oh no.
To which Jen began to make salad puns, which I then had to cut her off.
Oh no. Okay, so I don't let my husband listen to that episode. He's got a serious pun problem. So anyway, what we decided to talk about is public perception and awareness of podcasts. Like, I've been doing this, let me see, like 2.5 years, and it really has, in that time, felt like a huge shift.
Oh yeah, because like even like as short as like 5 years ago, it was like podcast was just beginning to be a thing. Like the first time I actually heard of like a podcast was somebody doing it, reading a book, like they were narrating a book as a podcast. It wasn't like a talk show or anything. It was just like an audiobook that they like read out and then put out on the internet, which was cool. But, you know, it's nowhere near what it is now.
Yeah, I mean, as a medium, it's exploded, parallel to radio and television in their days. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I was listening to podcasts when I started ours for a little while. Not a really long time, but I was an NPR junkie before then. So from talk radio, it was a very natural transition to like, oh, I can listen to people talk about whatever I want, whenever I want. So that whole on-demand thing was new. And it's interesting, the term podcast, I mean, coming out of pods, right? iPods.
Yeah.
And Apple really, really helped, you know, launch the whole medium in a way that it just, people were just running their own servers before that, right? Kind of like with streaming, it happened very similar with JoshTube and, you know, YouTube. And now, well, YouTube had to catch up because sites like, my chair is bothering me. Sites like, you know, Justin TV weren't quite getting to where they needed to be, and now Twitch is all over the place. And I kind of went from, you know, podcasting to streaming, and there's so much crossover, because a lot of people like us, we used to just do audio, and now we record live streaming, so we can get all that audience interaction on top of things, and put the podcast out after.
Mm-hmm. And you can do so much of streaming now, like, obviously, I do creative streams, you don't just have to stream games, or talk shows, you can just do all sorts, and that came from like podcasting, where it started off as like genre specific, but now I've seen like creative podcasts where they're like there was crochet tutorials that I found where you're just listening to them telling you what to do, which was very weird because for me that as a medium is a very visual thing.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, not all mediums are the best for different things. I mean, I didn't understand my kids watching streams. It's like, why are you watching someone play a game instead of just playing the game? But they don't give a crap about podcasts. There are more YouTubes and game streams and stuff. I use YouTube mostly for when I want to learn how to do or make something. Because I like that visual, you know, presentation too. But for podcasts, I mean, wow, there is so much. Yeah. I listen to story ones, talk shows, tech ones that are focused on a particular game I like. I can't even keep up with the ones I end up listening to.
I've got music ones where it's just people playing like different types, genres of music, from like classical to like the impressionistic to, you know, romantic music, all the types of things that I could, as a music nerd, just go off on for about 20 minutes. I've got a podcast that's a historical podcast that talks about the Tudor time of England. Like, it's very narrow focused. It's just about that time period and like taking it apart about different things in it. And there, I forget how many episodes it's got now, but it's like, it's a bunch. It's up there with ours of how many episodes it's got and just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if there's anything you're into, you're going to be able to find it in a podcast. I mean, I listen.
Probably, yeah. It's probably a podcast.
I mean, I listen to Matt from Nerdist and his wife Dory's they did a whole podcast series about they're going through in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
My son and I listen to Drunks and Dragons on the ride to and from school. The smartest man in the world is comedy. It's Greg Proops. Mm-hmm. I listened to that for a really long time. I kind of quit keeping up with it. Now, DTNS is an everyday thing for me. The Daily Tech News Show keeps me up to date with all the latest nerd news and tech news. And they also have like a little Amazon Alexa. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that out loud. Sorry. Oops. But I can ask my dot when I'm in the kitchen, like, hey, brief me. And it's got a little mini version with just the headlines from DTNS. So even if I get behind on DTNS, I at least have a clue what's going on in the world of tech.
Yeah, and then, let's see, my husband has, like, two different podcasts that he does. Kind of like me, like, having the two different ones, because the ones that I do, that I'm a part of, I've got, you know, the talk show where we're just talking about nerd stuff in general, being nerdy, and then the other one, which is specifically women in gaming, which is very narrow, but we still have a lot of topics that we can talk about. And my husband does his gaming podcast. We're talking about role-playing games, and then he's now got the Great Movie Draft, where they are doing like movie comparisons and like getting point totals. I think it's come out by now. I think you can go find it. It's actually very interesting because they like compare a lot of like, I don't want to call them like B-rated movies, but they compare a lot of movies that aren't the big blockbusters. So it's fun.
Oh, that's neat. What's and remind everyone what the name of the other one is.
Polyhedron.
Yes.
Yeah. So Polyhedron, Great Movie Draft.
And he's been on our show here.
Geek Girls.
Yes, that's name a, all the a, shows. Somebody's saying thing, we're though. Cockeyed on stream. I don't know what they mean. I cross my eyes for you. It might How's be because your frame's a little larger than mine because I had to cut out your swirling
thing. Swirly so view.
That's probably it. It's not important. Goodness gracious. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and then I've got Geek Girls, which is a talk show, but then on... the other show is totally different because it's like religion and politics. My music fix show is Coverville and Soundography, which are both Brian Ibbett productions. And they are really, really great. I didn't ever think I'd be into stories. I mean, I like gaming podcasts. Like the Glitter Dice episodes where you guys play a game are so much fun. And I listen to Drunks and Dragons, and I've listened to a couple of different ones of those. But I don't like audiobooks. However, some of these stories that are, I guess, written, maybe it's because they're written for this format, they're like radio plays a little bit more. And they just, I find it easier to pay attention to. If I start an audiobook, I just kind of drift off, and I don't hear it. I don't know, but things like Tannis, holy cow, that one sucked me in. Totally love it. The Bright Sessions
is Limetown.
I don't know Limetown.
It's a good one.
I'll have to check that out. Oh, and gosh, and how do I forget the Welcome to Night Vale?
Oh yeah, there's some parts of Night Vale that I cannot. Like, I have to skip through it because it just gets so, like, cerebral and, like, out there. And, what is it? Like, existential. Like, it gets way too existential. And I'm just like, I am uncomfortable in a way that I can't explain.
Yeah. Welcome to Night Vale, folks, if you haven't listened to it. It's kind of a horror story, but it's also kind of like, you know, Welcome to Lake Wobegon. It's like Prairie Home Companion in Lovecraftian terms.
Yeah, it's Prairie Home Companion in the Lovecraft universe, so have fun with that.
And the Bright Sessions, I really like. It's like a counselor, but she's counseling all people that have basically superpowers, like teenagers.
Huh. It's not any way related to the movie Bright, is it?
No. No, this is just Dr. Bright, so it's the Bright Sessions.
Okay, Dr. Bright.
A lot of
it's
recordings of her sessions.
That makes sense. It's just because it's like, huh, superpowers, which is what they sort of have in Bright, except it's fantasy superpower. Anyway, names, I made a connection. It was wrong. It's okay.
It happens. And I used to listen to more comedy ones, but I don't so much anymore. I'm even behind on Hello from the Magic Tavern, which I really loved. I kind of dropped off Nerdist when, you know, they switched brands. But there's a lot of self-help stuff out there, too.
Oh, yeah. You can get, like, meditations and just pep talks. And yeah. I don't mean that in a derogatory way against self-help stuff, but you can find it everywhere.
Yeah, there's one called The Hilarious World of Depression that American Public Media puts out. It's a show about clinical depression, like, with laughs. A lot of times they'll have actually, like, comedians on kind of telling their stories. So that's really neat. It's a good, you're not alone without shoving stuff down your throat or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest, I mean, when we first started, it was like, hey, what have you been up to? Oh, I started this podcast. A what?
Yeah.
What the hell's that? And then you try and explain it, and then it's weird. And then the name is weird, which... Like, I know Scott Johnson from Frog Pants Network went on about this a while ago. Like, when we got shirts a couple years ago at Nerdtacular, it's like, shows, comics, games, right? And, like, he's just like, shows, we need to use shows. Why are we still using podcast? Because, like, no one's carrying around an iPod anymore, right? It's all on their phones. There's all the different aggregators. People are using, you know, who knows what to listen to anything. But that name podcast stuck.
Yeah, it stuck. It's catchy, you know?
Yeah. But I find, I don't know. I like it, but it's a show. So I recently discovered, well, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, a friend of mine from back home in Buffalo was asking about the show. And he kept calling it a pod. Have you ever heard that?
No. If he had done so to me, I would have been like, pods are what you put into the washing machine to
right?
Or, wash your clothes with.
Or we're not whales, and we're not podding, we're casting. We're broadcasting, we're telecasting, we're, you know, audio casting. So, but I was like, nobody calls it that. And where did you get that? And he's like, and he just kept doing it and didn't really answer me. So, all right, fine. Then, when I find my friend Bob from back home's show, I start listening, and they do the same thing. They call it a pod.
Huh.
And pods. And, like, so I'm starting to think it's regional.
I've never heard that. Yeah, I think it's
right?
Regional.
I was like, maybe it's regional. Apparently it's Buffalo. Just like they say pop. They say pod.
Yeah.
Instead of cast or show or podcast or whatever we all call it. So, I don't know. It was interesting, especially because, like, that's the part of the term that might eventually fade because it's very dated.
Yeah. It is a little bit, I don't know. Or maybe they'll just start being called pods and we'll get a little app that has a whale symbol on it. Like, we have Twitter with the little bird. It'll
right?
just be a whale. And no one will remember why it's called a pod. We'll be a whale. No one remember why it's called a pod by the end of it. It's going to be like, oh, I got to tap the whale to get to my listenings.
And then the urban legend will be that, like, oh, back in the day, the tech was so bad, it was just always a fail whale.
It's always a fail whale.
So they just started calling them pods. But we do use pod fading as a term. Folks out there, that's, I don't know the numbers offhand. I didn't have time for the research today. But I know there are stats out there about how long a cast lasts. Because they are a lot. They just show up and disappear. Like, you go to, and you find some, oh, this looks really great. And then there's like two of them and they're gone.
Well, okay, so it's real easy to kind of start up a podcast. You just need a microphone, basically, and your free editing software, if you even want that. Or you could just record it and put it out into the world. Keeping going, keeping at it, and a schedule, and doing it over and over, that's what's difficult. That's what's hard, is keeping at it.
It is. It is a challenge of that, and the challenge of consistency is big. And that's, you know, from the beginning, I was told, like, that's something you need to do by people who had been doing it since it was, you know, not a thing that had multiple platforms even. And you're like, well, just be consistent. If you say weekly, do it weekly. If you say monthly, do it monthly. We've been pretty good. I mean, it's like 2.5 years. We've only missed a handful of episodes ever.
Yep.
Not real good at, we've had to switch the day a lot in the time, but, you know.
Sometimes there are only two of us, but we've been keeping going. That's what matters.
Yeah, I'm always like, we're things to talk about. Well, we've been worried about that for 2.5 years. It hasn't happened yet.
No, because we have guests on, they are an injection of new ideas. I know quite a few times we've gotten new ideas from our guests of things to talk about. So, you know, I don't think we're going to have an issue.
Well, and that's another thing with the conversations on the street. Instead of, you know, what the hell is that? I'm trying to explain it. Now, for the longest time, for at least the last, like, year, around a year, I think, it's really shifted to, oh, you do a podcast? What is it about? Like, people are still on the outside, but they're excited about it because they know what it is and they want to know what you're doing, and you tell them what you're doing, and then they're like, have you ever done this? Where have you ever done this? And I've gotten a few show ideas that way.
Yeah. So, you know, I think because a lot, it's like streaming, it's more known to the general populace. You know, it's, if you say, oh, I do streams, or oh, I do podcasts, that's something that's in the nomenclature now. You will get people that are excited and they want to help, or they have ideas, or they want to do their own, and, you know, they want to get in on it. So it's a good way to share ideas, because it's now part of kind of our, what is the word? There's a specific word for it. I can't
remember. Nomenclature?
Well, I use nomenclature, but, like, our cultural normal lexicon. It's in there.
Yeah, it's definitely norm. Yes, yeah. It's crept into our lexicon. Which, I wonder, is it in the dictionary yet? I wonder if they could have made it here there by now. I mean, they just put in some really dumb shit.
Urban. I can look on the webs, on the webs, on the interwebs, Urban Dictionary.
Don't look at it. Of course it's an Urban Dictionary. That's not, like, look at Webster's or something.
All right, all right. Merriam
Webster.
Webster. Merriam. It's not spelled with an I, it's spelled with an E.
E.
All right, Merriam.
E-R-R-I-A-M.
Search podcast. Doink. A program, as of music or talk, made available in digital format for automatic download over the internet. It is
program.
In there.
Program.
A program.
A program. That's an old-fashioned word, isn't it? It's like your grandmother would say, I want to watch my program.
Yeah. I wonder if eventually it'll morph into that, from podcast to, like, procast or something like that. A program that is cast over the internet. I don't know.
Maybe. I kind of agree with Scott Johnson that, like, it's a show. Because that covers, well, no, maybe that's too broad, because it covers streams and podcasts. But what if you're both, right? Then it's a show. I don't know. I'm not calling it a pod, though.
No. Language is weird. It's gonna... Long ago, when I took a few English, like, classes about the origins of the English language, I came to the conclusion that English, at least, and language in general, it's kind of like a virus. It's gonna mutate over time, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
Boy, we got some beauts in the chat today. Have you seen this?
I've been looking.
This is what it's like to be a woman on the internet.
Yeah, whatever. That's why we're ignoring.
I'll take MILF. Why not? But no, I don't snap because I'm old. So what is your favorite type? Like the ones that you haven't dropped off listening. For you personally.
Well, I really like, see if I can get the actual name of it, because I'm going to missay the name of it, podcast. The one that I have been keeping up with for like a year and a half is the Renaissance English History podcast. And that's basically the one that talks about English history from like in the Tudor era and that point of history. And I like the way she sounds. Like, her voice is very nice to listen to, and she's very knowledgeable. She does her research. And I have a couple of just music podcasts that I just turn them on, and they have like a block of music for like an hour and a half, and I just go.
Cool. I really am hooked on the morning stream. It's something that, like, I was never a person that watched Good Morning America or whatever, you know, morning TV show shit. I just didn't. Yeah. But TMS is almost like that, and it's every day, and sometimes I watch live. More often than not, I'm busy that time of day and I can't, but I really try to stay caught up because the hosts are so entertaining. They have a little news segment, but it's all like, it's the same kind of weird news and nerd news that we cover, which is funny. I wasn't really a listener before we started. We did not copy them, I promise. But I feel like they're my buddies, you know, and I become part of that community as well, with Frog Pants. You know, Jen and I have gone to their cons and everything. But it's created that space in my life that now I understand why people do that. Like, I have a show I turn on at a certain time of day, which, since we've had streaming and on demand, I haven't even done that with most television. Mm-hmm. Except Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I'm all into my Doctor Who right now. So yeah, that and Drunks and Dragons, because my kid listens with me, are my real sticky ones. The Tannis and Rabbits and those spooky ones that particular production company puts out, Rob and I listen together, and we don't get much time to listen together, but because they're serial, we just, when we do have a road trip or we are going to another town overnight without the kids, we save them for that and listen together on the car rides.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like, we can read separate stuff, and we have a lot of separate interests, but sometimes there's like, oh my god, will you just read this book? I want to talk to you about this book, and like, he's reading something else. But the podcast, we've managed to save for each other. Have you ever been part of a cast that is no more?
No, actually. I've only done the two with you and, with Glitter Dice, and we're both still going. I don't think we're gonna stop anytime soon, so that's kind of cool. But so far, success. What about you?
Yes, I have, actually. and shout out to the guys. I kind of miss them, and I've been falling off, but me and Saranax and Gristle. And Saranax, Sean, has been a guest on our show a while back. But we used to do a show called The Part-Time Gamers. And they had another host, and I kind of interviewed and replaced that person because they needed a third. And we reviewed games. We do like video games 1 week and tabletop another week. And then we took a break for a while. Well, I shouldn't say we. It was, they asked me to join them, recorded a show, and then they went on a break for like a year. Like, oh shit. And then we went back on for a while, and unfortunately, just real life was way too in the way, with lots of like new babies and stuff. They're both a little younger than I am. And we couldn't do it anymore. But it was a really great show. We did 53 episodes.
Cool.
So there's lots of game reviews in there. And it made me play games, and I miss that. I'm hoping the grills that we get to that Patreon level. Folks, if we get to $100 a month, I think is that tier, we'll start having a game night. And when we do that, I would like it to be choosing games we're not already playing. Because I really miss that about part-time gamers. Because, I mean, the whole thing was, we're part-time gamers because we have full-time lives. But it was like, almost gave me homework. To, like, I have to play this new game.
Well, if we do a co-op game, like, over interwebs, we need to do Human Fall Flat. Just because we're going to be, like, cussing, not at each other, but just cussing in general. And it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, that's the one thing I wasn't great at on PTG, because they try to keep it all PG, and I cuss a lot. And and not cussing playing Worms WMD. Are you kidding me? That was super hard. But I also learned to enjoy shooters, and not my thing, but we played, I don't know, Left 4 Dead, and holy crap, I had the best time. And that's another thing I think podcasts are really good for. I mean, you can find whatever you're interested in. Listen to it. I used to listen to Kevin Smith, but I think I've heard everything he has to say. but if you want to learn about anything, it's out there. It's like the new library, right? It's in the libraries. Now we have YouTube, if you want to learn to make something, and podcasts, if you just want to learn about just about anything else.
Although I will say, if you want to learn crochet on hard mode, there is podcasts for learning how to crochet, but I would recommend YouTube.
Although for visually impaired listeners,
I mean, that's
gotta be pretty cool.
That's true. There, I did forget about that. Sorry. But yeah, so there's knitting too. There's knitting podcasts I've seen. I just don't knit, so I didn't listen to it.
I don't do either. I learned how to do like a cable stitch when I was a little girl, and for, you know, and I can't even double it up. That's the extent of all that yarn stuff for me. Although, watching a lot of Addams Family recently made me think I maybe should learn to knit. Morticia knits.
That's true. She does.
I would so knit, like, three-armed sweaters and shit. Just.
Have you seen, there was a video posted on Facebook about this dude who, he starts the video off by going, I was cleaning my house, and I found this ball of yarn and these needles, so instead of cleaning the rest of my house, I'm going to teach myself how to knit. Just to start the video. And then he goes online and, like, looks for, like, the super easy, like, knitting thing, and by the end of it, he's just like, what? It's really, really cute. It was somewhere on Facebook. It's probably on YouTube. If I find it, I'll link it to the notes, because I can't link it to the chat, because Nightbot is super, super not down with that.
I've added you as a mod now.
Okay.
You've only been with us for, what, almost a year, right?
It's okay. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. All right.
Ta-da!
I'm gonna do it. No, don't play. Okay, there we go. Setting subtitles. No.
Well, I was really glad my friend Barney asked me to start that other show. Although,
because you seem like you're having fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, except the last one where I cried.
Well, yeah,
but you know, shit got heavy. But I was out of politics for so long, and I was like, no, and this is all people ever want from me. But approaching it like from his particular religious aspect is interesting, and I'm glad I can help give him a platform because I know how to run the show stuff, some of it.
Okay, there we go. I posted it under my true name. It's linked in the chat. It's really funny, but wait till after we're done. But it's right there. He's adorable.
Cool. And put it in the show notes too, so I can put it in show notes for our audio listeners.
Already done.
Yay. Although, you know, I still need Jen to find some time to help me, because although I can do all the audio production and blah, blah, blah stuff and Twitch and I learned new software again today for some mixing purposes, I can't get this damn RSS thing up. Built a new website last week. I'm not a complete idiot. I don't know.
That's another thing. If you're doing podcasts, it's a crash course in learning how to do stuff.
All the tutorials for something that hasn't been around very long, all the step-by-steps are out of date. But that's another, I almost wrote it before, like, we don't run out of things to talk about as a talk show about geeky, nerdy stuff, because it's always changing, right? My favorite job ever was for Apple support, because there's going to be a new piece of software. There's going to be a new piece of tech. With us, there's going to be a new comic. There's going to be a new game. There's going to be new science discovery, you know.
There's going to be new technology that we're having to deal with to stream.
Yeah.
We could make a whole episode just on that, because it's like the moment you get used to, like, for example, like OBS, which is what I use for streaming, I still have the one that's not directly connected to Streamlabs, because I put Streamlabs into the old OBS and I'm happy with the settings, and I don't want to go to the new one because I don't want to have to learn it.
But yeah.
I'm gonna have to eventually, because it's going to become outdated. So I'm just like, don't make me.
And I had everything set up for production on my Mac, and then it just wasn't working. And that was a whole, like, Saranax from part-time spent like hours with me getting all that sorted out, and then I had to switch to the Mac and just completely set it up all over again using different software. And then they changed the software, like, you know, Skype and Discord, just you changed something, broke all the rest of your stuff. But it is constantly getting better.
Yeah, it is, when the bugs are, you know, ironed out.
You're doing okay, and it's not like, if you don't want to be fancy, it doesn't take a lot of equipment.
That's true.
But, like, you know, Jen is a little fancier than me right now, because, like, I could play these bumpers, and you folks in the chat can hear them, and in the stream, and they're in the recording, but Linda can't hear them, because I need apparently need a fixed physical mixer, because this digital one is not doing its thing, and I don't have time for this. But for all its frustration, totally been worth it.
Yeah. No, I really enjoy doing this. And, like, it's kind of boggles my mind sometimes that, like, I got into this because my friend Joey, who I do the Glitter Dice podcast with, was like, hey, do you want to do a podcast? Like, literally, that was all she said. And I had seen my husband doing his, and I was like, you know what? That kind of looks like fun. And then we were doing ours, and then we met you guys. And now I'm with, and now I'm also helping you guys. So it's just like snowballed.
You're not just helping, you are one of us.
I am one of us. One of us.
Yay. Official grills. So what are your favorite? I don't know. I don't even know where to go from here. I'm really happy that people recognize now and they know what it is, though, because it makes the conversations a whole lot easier. I'm not just reiterating. And because when you start talking about, well, it's a show, it's the internet, well, how do I do that? Well, what do you listen to music on? And you're always having the same tech conversations over and over, and people drift off, right?
Yeah.
But now that people understand, like, they hear a podcast, they're like, oh, they, even if they don't listen to them, they think it's like a radio show or something. They at least have that idea. So you can just go into what it's about.
And I'm pretty sure that all the smartphones now come with a podcast catcher.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, like they come with one installed already. So you don't have to even install it yourself. You just, like, go on and be like, I'm going to go look for things.
And I've had people hand me their phone, like, here, put it on here. Which is really nice. And actually, I started Tall Thomas on the path. Holy cow. Because he didn't know how to do, you know, what it was exactly. He had an idea. And I got his phone and I figured it out. I don't remember what kind of phone he had, some kind of Android or something. And I was like, it'll be here. And it was. I searched for us and put it on there. And then, boy, oh boy, I saw him a week later and he had like 10 podcasts and he wants to do one. And he started writing scripts for some kind of play. He wants to do a show. And he's like, you changed my life. I don't even listen to music anymore. And like, he was like, it was neat that it was, you know, just, I don't know. I feel like it's when I turned over to talk radio, right? And you have those driveway moments for really good NPR shows compared to I was just listening to whatever crap on the radio and a bunch of commercials.
Well, that's really cool.
And then, yeah, people just subscribe when I say, I have a podcast. What is it? And they open their phone. Like, that is a huge difference from a couple years ago.
Yeah, because it's really easy now just to like go find it, look up the name, hit the subscribe button. It's like three steps.
Yeah, and it was before, but they didn't know because they were too busy trying to figure out what a podcast was. Well, I guess we can wrap it up for today.
All right.
I'm glad we had this discussion. I'm glad to give props to a lot of really good shows that we listen to, and that, you know, have been supportive, inspired us.
Oh,
Oh my God, yeah, so we should probably talk about Diamond Club.
Diamond Club, and I also forgot there's one that I just downloaded that I started watching. Actually, the podcast was so good that Amazon Prime made a series out of it, made a mini series out of it. It's called Lore. It's really interesting. Like, if you want to know about like history of like superstitions and like stories of like boogeyman stories of where those came from, it's really good. So I forgot about that one because it's new, but Lore.
I've heard of Lore. A lot of people have said, oh, you would love that, or you'd love that, and I've never gotten to it.
It's so good.
But we are part of the Diamond Club Network. Like I've mentioned
Yes.
Frog Pants before, that's kind of a network of podcasts and streams, and so is the Diamond Club. There's really great people involved in this. DTNS, I did talk about that. That's a Diamond Club show. Scam School is one of their older shows. Night Attack is Tuesday nights, and holy shit, that is funny. That's just a bunch of comedians doing crazy stuff. Cooking with an Egg for a Light Bulb, Ask NFC. People, when we raid after our show, we always go over to Diamond Club because we kind of have a little, you know, not a cult going where we try to pass it off and promote each other's show. Mike TV, Drunk Kids Gaming. You know, me and Jen, all the Diamond Club shows are quality. You can find their link in our stuff as well.
Yep, we are a part of their big thing.
The thing.
Big thing. I am so eloquent tonight.
It's like, it's funny because Frog Pants and Diamond Club have this weird relationship. And I've mentioned it before, but, you know, not everyone has been here before, where we went to Nerdtacular a couple years ago, and it's like Diamond Club, and that's a Frog Pants specific. That was their con. And Diamond Club, like half the people there were all these Diamond Club people. And at the end of the con, Scott Johnson was talking about like how great it was to have all these Diamond Club people because they're on the panels. A lot of them share shows. And he's like, so like Frog Pants is like, you got your nice steak dinner. Steaks cooked how you like it, a nice baked potato. And the Diamond Club is like, there's a pile of Skittles on your plate. Which is kind of apt. It is definitely a really silly, fun, party hard crew that does all kinds of great content. And I was, you know, Jen and I were super flattered when we got invited to do a charity New Year's Eve stream overnight with the Diamond Club a couple years ago. And that's kind of how we ended up affiliated.
Yes, and we did one this last year as well with your friend. Her
Jackie?
name is her name is
Jackie?
Skittles.
No.
No, oh my lord.
Gina.
The lady, yes, the lady that came on to talk about her husband. Yeah.
Yes, that's the one I meant.
I don't know why I forgot her name, because Gina's name of my friend too. Again, I'm so eloquent this evening.
It's not even Tuesday.
That's not even Tuesday. I'm going to blame being up for 8 hours straight while staring at my computer, even though I do that every day at work.
Well, folks, remember, you can always chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com or giving us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet at us at geekgrills. So what are you anticipating right now, Linda?
This Friday, I'm going to an escape room, which is really fun. We've been to this particular escape room like vendor before, and their escape rooms are like three rooms blocked in one, but you have to make your way through to get to the end of the puzzle to get out of the room. It's really cool. The one we did last time was a Jack the Ripper themed room, where we had to like find the clues. We were playing like the police officers that were trying to find Jack the Ripper. So we were going through and like finding like hidden doors and like levers that move things. It was really cool. This one is called The Spear of Destiny, and it's an Indiana Jones themed / noir themed escape room. So I have costuming for that. I'm going to totally wear it, along with my friends who are also going to totally wear costumes. And we're going to just go have fun with that. I am super looking forward to it.
Cool. I want to get around to an escape room. We've got one in town, but I haven't gotten around to it.
It's really fun. Go with people that you know pretty well, because like the better synergy you have with the people, like the easier it's going to be to work figuring out the puzzles.
That makes sense. I figure I'll probably take, you know, people I play trivia with.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go to the Ren Fest. Our Ren Fest this year started a thing that's a pub crawl, and you get like some kind of handcrafted mug, and you get to try all their handcrafted beers, and the tickets are also out soon.
Aww.
Oh, so bummed. Like, finally picked a date with all my friends, and they were all sold out. So next year I'll buy them immediately.
Yeah.
There won't be any elections next year, so.
It's true.
But nothing much else, just dragging people to polls, and I have to go pick up my comics because I have waited too long. Remember, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Monday evenings. Our next one will be on October 29th at, well, we're not sure yet what time. Probably late.
We're doing a Halloween special.
Ooh, yes, we are.
Spooky. I'm going to be dressed up because I can.
I'm sorry. I probably will too, because it's an excuse to.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not?
Well, you might not be able to tell, because if I wear my Lily Munster costume, it'll just be me in a dress. I'll put makeup on. So, thanks again to all of our wonderful, wonderful patrons. We love you very, very much. You're keeping our heads above water. And like I said, we have a stretch goal, and we want to play games with all of you. So please go be one of the greatest girlfriends on the internet and become a Patreon today at patreon.com/grills.
You can also leave us a review on your on your podcast catcher. There we go. Leaving reviews free, and it helps our rankings, which helps people find us, which is great. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there.
And where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast that comes out on every first of the month. You can also find me here on Twitch under the name True Noob for now. I'm going to attempt to change it, but for now it's True Noob, TRUN00B. That's where I do my creative streams. And I will be getting back to doing my creative streams probably tomorrow, because I didn't feel well last week, so I did not do one, but I shall do one this week.
I put your bumper in there.
Aw, thank you.
She makes lovely things. They're wonderful. I can be reached at 9 of 12. That's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch. And on YouTube, you can see me and my friend Reverend Barney doing the Heresy and Hearsay show. The Gen can be found at The Gen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheGenPlays, and find everything at TheGenSays.com because she owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this brawler.